Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
First, give an honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Can we all say that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's a good thing to say, that Jesus Christ is the head of our life. I want to look at a quick scripture. Brother Strickland already hit it on, but let's just look at it again here. John chapter 19, and we're going to look at verse 25 to 27. Man, I tell you, what a great time it is right now as we celebrate Mother's Day. Boy, I tell you, it's a great thing as we celebrate Mother's Day. So in the book of John chapter 19, verse 25, it reads this way. It says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother." I don't know, but that's a big statement right there. I'll talk about that in a minute. "And his mother's sister." So we see a family tie going on here. "And Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by," and that was a singular disciple, "whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son." God, I'm lying up. Boy, this is so good. It's like holding a bomb inside. It's about to explode here. And verse 27, "Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." Let's pray. Father God, as once again we come, Lord, just thanking you for this privilege and opportunity to come and hear your word today. And Lord God, as you glean some truths on your word, we ask, Lord God, that we may listen and, Lord, not just be hearers only, but doers as well. So we thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, what a powerful statement Jesus Christ and his mom is making at the cross of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus Christ has been condemned to death. He already got the thorns on his head. He's already hanging on the cross. He's bleeding. He's about to die. And at the front of the cross, we see his mother at the cross. I don't want to tell you how important this is, why this is important. Because his disciples have all forsaken him. Where's Peter? Where's Paul? Where are all they at now? But at the cross, we see his mother. She was there at the beginning when the angel came and proclaimed that she is, behold, she's a virgin and she's with child. The great promise that God gave us. So she was there. And then by the Holy Spirit, she has Jesus Christ and she cares for him. We're talking about a mother. A mother cares for her child. You know, why does the Bible talks about labor pains? Whenever a woman is having a baby, it's very laborious. It causes great pain. Life is coming into the world. Because if you sign up to be a parent, a mother or a dad, there's going to be some great sorrow throughout your life with that child. It's going to start, one, by bringing them into the world. And then it's going to start, two, by bringing them up, disciplining them. And then, boy, when they get old and they can do some things they want to do, it's going to get even tougher. But we see that the mother is right there. It's so important that at the cross that she is there, because all has forsaken him at this time. But we see at the cross his mother, and we see her sister, and then Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene are standing at the cross. And Jesus Christ is about to die. He's about to defeat Satan and about to go sit at the right hand of his Father and become the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we see his mother here. It was so important.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.